It is the Morning Juice here on KKOJ, and on this particular Friday, we get to talk about an event coming up in early January. And from Ford Worthington, we're joined by Jamie Salinas. Thank you very much for coming over and being here.
It is a pleasure to be here.
So Capital Conversations is the event we're talking about. So what is that event, and how has it kind of maybe evolved? We were talking about that a little bit.
The Chamber of Commerce in Worthington has organized throughout over the years, organized kind of town hall style events where we bring in our local legislators, our local Minnesota legislators, to speak a little bit about what's going on at the Capitol in St. Paul, plus give their constituents a chance to maybe get some face time that maybe they wouldn't normally get. So over the years, the Worthington Chamber has organized this event, usually at the beginning of a Minnesota legislative session and at the end. So we'll get a preview, we'll get a wrap up of what's going on and what happened in St. Paul. It's gone by a couple of different names, just like you said. So legislative breakfast, legislative coffee. Now we have updated that name to Capital Conversations. I think it's a name that to me, I was like, that sounds pretty modern, and freshen things up a little bit.
So this one will be on a Wednesday, January 7th. And it'll go 9 to 10 a.m. It'll be at the Worthington Fire Hall as well. And what more can you tell us about it?
We're going to have Senator Bill Weber, who is represents District 21. We'll have Representative Joe Schumacher, who is a representative for 21A, and Representative Marge Fogelman, who represents Jackson County as part of her 21B. So we'll have all three of those legislators at the event. It's a moderated event, so each one will have some time to talk about what they have planned for this upcoming Minnesota legislative session, which starts up next month, and what their plans, what they're hoping to get accomplished. Any issues that they may foresee, as well as a Q&A session for those folks that are attending that maybe just have some questions on their mind that of issues maybe to bring to their attention, those legislators' attention.
So with that main goal of having that kind of firsthand interaction you were just talking about, that's one of the goals of this event.
Yes, absolutely. You kind of see legislators almost like we kind of put them on a pedestal a little bit, and sometimes they just kind of feel unreachable, but with these kinds of events, we're wanting to bring those folks, bring them out and have all of the people, the voters in the region, have access to your legislators. You should be able to ask a question, give a comment, that kind of thing. Those folks are pretty thick-skinned, they've done this before and like that. So we just want to make sure that everybody has access to their legislators, and not just in Worthington. When we were talking off air, I've tried to expand the reach to this thing to more than just Worthington, because like I said, Marge represents Jackson County. Joe represents actually half of Nobles County, but also in Rock County, parts of Pipestone County. So all over this region here. And of course, Senator Weber representing a good chunk of counties here in Southwest Minnesota as well. So it's not just Worthington. I want to make sure that everybody in the region that has these individuals as their representatives and have access to them and be able to have a conversation.
How important and valuable is that, even in kind of the day to day, even in your line of work, having that access and having that face to face?
When you have more and more face to face, it feels so much more natural. When you see them on a regular basis, you talk to them on a regular basis. I remember when I first started in my job here as the director for the Chamber of Commerce in Worthington, Ford Worthington. It was a little intimidating at first, because you're, like I said, we see these folks kind of almost kind of like, they're on a different level than us. It almost feels like, right? So, but the more and more you talk, the more and more, we communicate, the more you realize that they're human just like us. They're people, they just have a pretty unique job on top of their regular jobs. Cause I mean, this is a part-time legislature. And that's not their only job. They've got real jobs at home as well, but also serve as representing us. So the more and more that you talk to them, the more and more you realize, you know what? Yeah, they're just people that just have a unique job.
Seems like a good concept for mm-hmm. sure. So let's talk about those details about the event itself a little bit more. Go through those one more time.
Yeah. So we are going to have this on Wednesday, January the 7th. So just next month. At the Worthington Fire Hall in downtown Worthington, 830 2nd Avenue in downtown Worthington. And yeah, come on out, 9 to 10. We'll have coffee and rolls, water, you know, that kind of stuff here too. So come on out. If you have questions, we'll have slips of paper and pencils for you to write those down and get them up to the moderator for the Q&A session. Or if you happen to come, maybe you didn't come with a question, but during the thing, you're like, you know what? I'd like to ask this. If you want to raise your hand and just ask the question, that's okay too. You know, just trying to make sure that everybody has access.
Well, thank you very much for what you've shared with us about that event. And any other thoughts before we go?
You know, just come on out. If you're available, I know it's a weekday morning. Maybe a lot of folks are at work or, you know, maybe don't exactly have time to come up. But if you can, come on over to Worthington and get some FaceTime with your legislators.
What's the best way to keep tabs and or contact Forward Worthington as well?
Forward Worthington, we are, you can go on the web and the internet, good old fashioned internet, and forwardworthington.com is our website. You also find us on Facebook and Instagram and you can also call our office for any kind of information that you'd like to know. That is 507-372-2919.
Well, thank you very much once again for making the trip over and sharing yes. with us about it.
Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
That's Jamie Salinas telling us from Forward Worthington about their Capital Conversations event coming up on January 7th. Thank you out there for listening.